What an awesome God. How wonderful He is. We're so glad you're here this morning. You're going to have a seat. While you're having a seat, we want all the children to come up front. Now, I know some of you are going to think you qualify as a child, but let's be right. And if mom or dad needs to come with you, y'all can come on too. Y'all come right down front here. All right, any more? Come on, that's good. Have a big crowd up here. I'm going to need some help this morning. Y'all think y'all can help me? Yes. Okay, all right, here you go. I'll tell you what, you step back right here. Let's make a little bit just like this where everybody can see. There we go, come on. Oh, man, look at this. What have they done? Man alive. I bet that was heavy, wasn't it, guys? I bet it was, you know. Out in my house, sometimes I have to move these things around. And, you know, it's really hard because they're heavy and there's nothing to grab home with them. So what I decided to do is I decided I'd get me some string to put in there to help me carry it. I think that's a good idea. That'll be okay. So here's what we do. I'm going to put the string right through here. Come on. There it is. And we're going to tie it together on the top just like this. There we go, good and tight. Let's see, get right through there. Yeah. Okay, now we got it. So now what I'm going to do is when I get ready to go, I'll just pick it up and walk.
I knew it was going to break.
You did?
Yeah, because this thing is so heavy.
Oh, well, I thought I could take one string. Okay, just leave it. Just a minute. Hop back up here. Here we go. I thought this... this was so heavy. If I could just, do what?
Put more string on it.
Wow. That's a great idea. We don't need that. Let's get rid of that. Okay. Okay, so what I've got now is I put three of those strings together. Okay, so let's see. We're going to try it one more time. Okay, you think it's still going to break?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope not, because it messes everything up. Okay. So we're gonna tie this together. Okay, let's see if we can tie it together. Good. One more time. Here we go. Okay. All right. Are y'all ready? You think we can do it? Here we go. All right. Let's see. What about that? How about that? Yeah. Is that good or what?
How is that string so strong?
That's a good question. That's a great question. You know,
that... I can pick up that with one person.
You think so? Okay, well, okay, let's just leave it. Okay, that's good. That's good. We saw... You know what we learned? You know what I think we learned here today? Is that when we are by ourselves, we're not very strong. But you know... when we get together with other folks, we're stronger. You know, there was a verse in the Ecclesiastes. The wisest man ever, Solomon, said this one time. He said this, a strand of three cords is not easily broken. So you know what that means? That means we need each other. Even though we try sometimes by ourselves, we're not good enough. But with everybody pulling together, we can pick up something that we couldn't do by ourselves. Oh, it broke again. You know what that means? You know what that means? Sometimes, even when that happens, we have to get more than three. We have to get, okay, good. Y'all were able to do that together, right? Okay, let's leave it there. All right, good job. Good. Okay, now we're going to set it right back over here, okay? Now, okay, let's leave it alone. Okay, good deal. All right, let's. Good deal. Y'all can run back to your seats now, okay? Thank you. Sometimes the simplest lessons are the easiest ones. And sometimes we miss those because we get caught up in other things. For those of you, we welcome folks online. Welcome if you're here for the first time. We're glad you're with us today. That's right. First-time guest. We'd love for you, if you're a first-time guest, to fill out one of the cards on the seat in front of you there and leave it in the box in the back so we can get to know you better. We're tickled that you're here. If you're wondering why everybody's dressed in their jerseys and whatnot, today's Family Sunday, and we were dressed up with our ball team. So that's the reason why all the children are in here. It makes it just for exciting Sunday. Makes it for a little different. And I'm not Keith Davis. We're letting him rest this morning and have a Sunday off. I'm Philip Presley, and I'm just fired up to be here with my jersey on. My 1978 Enterprise High School jersey on. There we go. That's right. Been worn twice since 1978, and yeah, it's still good. We're okay. So we'll do that. But you know, a simple lesson there. It's a very simple story. It makes sense. One strand wouldn't work. Three strands did work. Very simple message that Solomon taught years and years ago that somehow we miss it. But let's pick up the rest of that passage because there's more of it there than just the verse about the three cords. So it should be on the screen. Maybe you can follow along with us. It says, two people are better off than one. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 4, starting in verse 9. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Let's pray. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for a time when our families can come together to worship as one group. We're excited this morning to be here. We're excited and we hope we're doing things that will be pleasing and uplifting to you. God, we're thankful for simple messages, the fact that we need each other. And God, let us remember that in all that we do, in every aspect of our life, that we need each other in order to move the heavy burdens in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Although we are all different, all of us look different, smile different, dress different, there's a lot of differences among us, but there's a lot of things that happen in this world today that divide us. Have you noticed how we are a divided country? You know, supposedly we live in the United States of America, but we're divided. Just look around this morning at all these different jerseys. We're all got somebody different we're pulling for. We're all got somebody, and I guess nobody's offended by an Enterprise High School unless you went to Dothan. Is any Dothan High School people? They might not like that, but I figure I'm far enough away I can probably pull that off this morning. So we've all got things, and we see those things, and they're different. And we're different in other ways. We're different in the foods that we like. Some of you will just die for banana pudding. I don't care for it. I know that's probably in the South, that's probably almost most horrible thing happened, but we all have foods that we like, and we're different when it comes to things like food. How about fashion? We all have things that we dress different fashionly-wise. To me, I dress on some very strict criteria. Is it clean? Does it need ironing? That's about it. If it falls in any of those categories, I'm okay, but my wife, on the other hand, is a little more strict than that, and she'll say, you need to wear that together. You need to change. I said, well, why? But we dress differently. We have different styles. Some of us are GQ, and some of us are, I don't know what the opposite letters of that is, but way down the line from that. We differ in our hobbies. Some of us like to golf, or some of us like to fish or hunt, or ladies, y'all are probably all united on this. You all like to shop, so maybe that's a bad example. But we all have things that differ and make us divide us over different things. We divide over, most importantly, the things we divide over right now is when is it appropriate time to put up your Christmas decorations? Somewhere in the Bible, I've looked, I haven't found it yet, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to keep. It says you're not supposed to do that till after Thanksgiving. We're divided. By the way, ours is already up. I don't know. I don't know. That just seems to be not right. But we divide over a lot of things. Okay, audience participation time. Those are all fun. Those are all great, and we laugh about them and things like that. What are some other things that divide us? Tell me. I need to hear from y'all. Politics. You think politics is divided? In our country today, is there a political divide between one side and another? Do you think that creates some problems in our country today because we're divided because of that? Especially when one side, it doesn't matter what the other side said, it's wrong. I'm convinced that if one side said, apple pie is perfect, the other side would say, apple pie is horrible. We need to get rid of apple pie. And we become divided. We can't do anything. In fact, if you keep up stuff like that, the government shuts down for 40 days. Because we're divided. Politics. Give me another one.
Sin.
Sin. Sin. Okay, yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. There are things that some people may consider sin and others don't. And instead of going back to the Bible, we just argue about it. Somebody else. Religion. Religion. So you mean to say that some people think it ought to be some way and some think it ought to be another and we can't get along? Absolutely. Absolutely. I've often wondered if somebody could just drop down to this earth and have never been here before and came to your house and Sunday morning said, okay, we're going to go to church this morning. And they said, well, what is church? They said, well, you'll like it. Just come on and go with me. So you hop in the car and you start driving. And you ride by a building and it says such and such church. And you just drive by. And you go by another building and it says such and such church. And you just drive by it. And you drive by it. And you drive by it until you get to your own church. And well, why are we come here? What about all those other churches that we passed? Oh, we don't believe what they believe. Religion. Another one. Music. Music. What kind of music do you like? Huh? Forrest Grant type music. Huh? Oh, okay. Well, you see how I'm out of this. We differ on music styles, okay? Yeah, some people like, I told my family the other day, I said, did you know Skillet has a Christmas song out? For those of you that don't know, Skillet is kind of big rock. Big rock, yeah. I kind of like it. That's pretty strange for an old guy to like something like that, okay? Some people don't want that. Some people want Southern gospel hymns. It falls back in religion. What kind of songs do you sing? Do you sing contemporary? Do you got a band and keyboard and drums? Or do you have a choir? Or do you not have any of that at all? And everybody sings together. And we differ on those things and it divides us. What else? Huh? Traditions of men. I still didn't hear. My ear is. Okay, yeah. We could go on and on. How about this? How about age? We got young kids. Why did the rest of y'all come up here when we asked for children to come? Bible says we're all children of God. Why was there just 15 of you up here? That's true, okay? Sometimes age divides us. What about age? Old people? Young people? What about health? Healthy and not healthy? How about male and female? How about, let's see, what else? Race? White, black, culture, yeah. Y'all probably thinking, I'm saying a bunch of stuff and y'all not hearing it. He's not hearing it. That's right. You're exactly right, so I just go on what my notes say and we'll just move on from that. But you see, we have a lot of things, and we could go on and on and on. Maybe it's finances. Somebody well off and somebody not. Maybe it's language. I speak great southern redneck English. You may not, okay? Maybe it's got to do with, I don't know, education. All these things that divide us and keep us from being who we're supposed to be. Now, let me tell you how this works into Christianity. Satan uses every one of those. The enemy uses every one of those little differences to take our focus off the fact that we need each other and that we've got to keep our eyes on Jesus. And he just keeps pounding those things at us. Everything we talked about, some of it's not, all of it's not bad. Listen, the fact that we're different is good. But when it divides us and we can't focus on what we're supposed to focus on, the enemy wins. And he does that among believers more than any other thing. He lets us get all upset about this and that. Even when it's good things. I mean, somebody comes up to me and says, I'm an Auburn guy. Used to be orange hair, not anymore, and blue eyes. But it used to just tear me up when somebody, they would Auburn lose and somebody would come up and say something to me about it. I just want to. Had a lot of practice, so I don't do it as much as I used to, okay? But understand, this morning if somebody came up to you and said something about Boomer Sooner, we want to bow up a little bit. And although that's joking and that's lighthearted, it still affects us. It still makes us think differently. Listen, we could spend hours and hours going through scriptures looking at things that the Bible says about unity and the fact that we need to be one. Let's just look at a few of them. First one, let's turn to Psalm 133, verse 1. It'll be on the screen up here behind us so you can keep up with it that way. Some of these are out of the New Living Translation. Some of them are out of the Message because I just love the way Eugene Peterson says some things sometimes. Psalm 133 and verse 1, how wonderful, how beautiful when brothers and sisters get along. We can all visualize that. How that when we're all pulling together, all doing the same thing, all going in one direction, man, it is just sweet. And we understand that. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. What that tells me when Paul wrote that letter to the church at Ephesus was this. He says, make every effort, which tells me right off, sometimes it's going to be hard. Sometimes it's hard for me to want to work together and bind together with you. But that's what we're called to do. And the enemy doesn't want that. He wants us to separate and pull apart. Let's go to the next one. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10. I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, to live in harmony with each other. Let there be no divisions in the church. Rather be of one mind, united in thought and in purpose. There doesn't need to be among followers of Christ these things that divide us. These things that keep us from focusing on Jesus. The thing that keeps us from pulling together so we can pick up the heavy loads in our life that we've got to carry and show the world. We've got to understand the importance of that. Let's go back to Ephesians 4 again for the next one. You were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction. So stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master. You have one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do, and I love this phrase, is permeated with oneness. One being capitalized because the one we've got to focus on to be that way. But on the other hand, you start thinking, okay. He goes on to say, that doesn't mean y'all have to be, speak, look, act exactly the same. See, we confuse ourselves when we think, I've got to be unified, so we've all got to be Auburn fans. We've all got to be, well, you can't be male or female, that's not all. You've got to be different. See, the fact is we're going to be different, and God uses our differences. Romans chapter 12, listen to this right quickly. Just as our body has many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with the body of Christ. We are many parts, but one body. Each belong to one another. We need each other. We're different, but we've got to pull together. We've got to focus on what's got to be important and not let the enemy set things that divide us in front of us and keep us from going that. Probably my favorite passage of this is John chapter 17. This is Jesus' kind of final message that he's given to his followers. You know, and if it'd been me and I've been in that situation, I'm giving the final message, I'm going to clear some things up. Like the type of music we should have. Like the type lighting we should have. Like the type songs we should sing. The type service we should have. The type things we should be about. I'd have listed all those out. Excuse me. I'd have had all that just put down. That's not what he talked about. That's not what he said. Starting in verse 20, John 17. Jesus says, I'm praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. Now, if you want to write in your Bible, you can write over that, all who will ever believe in me, your name. Because that's who he's talking to. He's talking to us. I pray that they will all be one, Jesus said, just like me and God are one, just like you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. I've given them the glory you gave me so that they may be one just as we are one. I and them, you and me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them as much as you love me. You get what he's saying? He's saying the way the people outside this building, in the streets of Athens, the way they're going to know I came for what purpose is by the fact that you people are not divided, that you are one. We wonder why we're not reaching the world. By this will all men know you're my disciples, Jesus said, if you love one another. Oh, I love them. They just don't know what they're doing. It's our mindset so many times. Among believers, we let those kind of things get it in our way. Greg Laurie, pastor and author, puts it this way. Unity among believers isn't just a matter of getting along with everyone or playing nicely with others. It's one of the most powerful testimonies available for showing the life-changing power of Jesus Christ. Nothing's going to impact the world like seeing us all pulled together for one God, one faith, one Lord. And shamefully, we're not seeing that today. When we focus on things that divide us, we cease to focus on Jesus. And we did some renovations next in the children's room here recently. One of the things that we probably should have done was we probably should have built us a wall right down the middle here. That would be practical, right? We build a wall, and that way the Democrats can sit on one side and the Republicans can sit on the other. Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Or we could let the women sit on one side and the men sit on the other. Or we could let the rich and the poor, and the educated, and the non-educated, and the fill in the blank with whatever we want. Wouldn't that be so silly? Why would we want to build a wall like that? Why would we want to build something that divides us? And although we don't have a physical wall there, and worship team, y'all can come on back up. If we didn't have that physical wall, it's there. We're divided over all these different things, and we let things get in the way of us being Christians. And real quickly, when we say the word Christian today, it means something totally different to the rest of the world. We understand what it's going to be, but you ask anybody that's not a follower of Christ what a Christian means, You're going to get all kinds of things. And sadly, it's not always a good portrayal of what it should be. So what I'm going to say this morning is not Christian, although that's a fine term. We're going to call it just followers of Christ. I can give you a little teaser here. After the first of the year, we're going to have a whole series of stuff on being followers of Christ and what that means. So be on the lookout for that. But listen, here's what it means. Here's what it means. And for those of you who don't know, these are people, this is our prayer team that's come up here. They're wanting to pray for you, with you, intercede on your behalf with our God. But what this means for us is we can't have a Democratic follower of Christ or Republican follower of Christ. We can't have a Auburn follower of Christ or an Alabama follower of Christ. We can't have a white follower of Christ and a black follower of Christ. We may be all those different things, but folks, we've just got to be followers of Christ and leave everything else alone. We can be proud of those other things, and we are, and that's okay. But when they get in the way of me focusing on my Lord and pulling along, helping you pick up blocks in our lives that drag us down, then we've missed it. And the world sees that we've missed it. The world sees that we're trying to drag this thing by ourselves with one string of a little sewing thread. They see that we're trying to get along with those that are like us, but not with those that are not like us. Paul said this to the Galatian church in chapter 3. There's no longer Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, male nor female. You're all one in Christ Jesus. That didn't mean there weren't males and females and Jews and Greeks and bond and free. They meant those things. If we read it today, he'd say there are no longer Democrats and Republicans or rich or poor, or white or black. You're all one in Christ Jesus. Anything that defines us in the light of Jesus instead of Jesus is we got to get rid of. And maybe it's not just little things that divide us. Maybe it's things that we're hanging on to. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's disappointment. Maybe it's any number of other things, depression, anything that pulls us away. Satan, all these little things, he sticks in our lives to get us to quit focusing on Jesus and quit pulling together. Your prefix doesn't define who Jesus is. We think it does. Oh, I'm a non-denominational follower of Christ. Oh, well, I'm a Baptist. Oh, well, I'm a Methodist. Oh, well, I'm a... That doesn't define who Jesus is. In fact, everything that becomes a part of our identity, whether it be these passions of ours, or whether it be hurt or disappointment or anger or any of these other things that go along with us when we say I'm a follower of Christ, diminish the power and authority of Jesus in our lives. And we've got to get rid of them. Simply put, we've just got to be followers of Jesus. We need each other. We need the world to see that we need each other. We need the world to see us picking up one another's burdens. We need the world to see us pulling together, not coming apart. And any of those things that keep us from doing things and focusing on Jesus, we've got to get rid of. This morning, if you need to pray with somebody because of something you're hanging on to you need to get rid of, don't miss this opportunity. If you've got something in your life, if you've got a division in your life or hurt or anger or disappointment or fill in the blank, and it's keeping you from focusing on Jesus like you need to, let's get prayer for that this morning. Maybe you're not a follower of Christ yet. We want you. We need you. We need more people to help us carry this load and show the world that Jesus is who he is. Let's pray. God, will you please forgive us for letting so many things in this world divide us, take our focus off of you. God, will you forgive us for not being of one mind in our communities and in our grocery stores and in our schools and at our ball fields. God, will you put in us a desire to be one? You aid us in our effort to be one. One body, one Christ. And Lord, no matter where we are in our lives, no matter what we're doing, will you keep our focus, urge us to keep our focus on you in all that we do. In Jesus' name.
Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe.
be saying this morning, well, I tried to do that. I tried to reach out. I tried to reach across the aisle, as we would say, and I can't get anybody to reach back. Listen, here's something we say at our house all the time. You're only responsible for who, Alice? Only responsible for you. Just do what you can do. You can't make somebody else reach back, but you can do your part. Focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. We're so glad you're here this morning. Again, if you're our guest, we hope you fill out one of the cards and drop it in the back. If you're our partners, be sure to drop your contribution in the box as well. That's just for our partner if you want to do that. Remember, if you're going through Impact, Impact 3 is this morning. As soon as you leave, through the doors to the left down there to finish out the last part of that, see how you can be involved in the church here. Oh, yes, yes. There's a great idea, great opportunity for you to go and do something with other believers. Practical, real-life way. This afternoon, 4 o'clock, at the park over by the farmer's market. Lost my mind there. At farmer's market, community Thanksgiving service. What a great opportunity for the whole community to see us coming together to worship. I've also heard there's going to be a pretty good worship band there. I don't know. We'll see. 4 o'clock this afternoon, real quick, 1 hour opportunity for the whole community to see us coming together as one. Don't miss that opportunity. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Here's the